Question number 11, what was the trigger point for me to write my new book, The Creativity Leap? So I wrote The Creativity Leap for two reasons. The first reason was to productize my intellectual capital. So I'm a global keynote speaker. I love speaking to audiences around the world. And over the past 2 years, I would finish giving a talk and people will come up to me at the end of my talk and they would ask me, where can I read more about this? Now, I blog for Inc. magazine, and I could point them to that, but there really wasn't a centralized holding place where I could direct people to the ways my ideas were coming together and giving them, sharing frameworks and prompts and questions and that sort of thing. So that was one reason. The second reason I wrote the book is because in my consulting practice, as I was consulting a range of companies and organizations in design thinking and in building cultures of innovation, it became clear to me that we throw around the word innovation quite glibly and we all mean slightly different things. And so I had this creeping sensation that we were going about it in the wrong way. In my view, we actually needed to start in a different place with creativity. The challenge, of course, is that most organizations, most corporations especially, the word creativity is not really mentioned too much in the halls of a law firm or a healthcare company or pharma company, et cetera. And it gets a bit siloed. So I knew that I would need to offer an accessible way for people to dive into creativity, for it to make sense to them. And so this book is a culmination of research, practice, thinking, and writing about how I understand creativity as this toggling between wonder and rigor to solve problems and produce novel value.